Title: Percussion Layer in Ableton Live 12. Modulated for Floor Shaking Low End for Jungle Old School DNB Vibes Intermediate. Alright, let's build one of the most underrated pieces of old school jungle and classic DNB, a dedicated low percussion layer that hits you in the chest, moves like it's alive, and still leaves room for your kick and bass. And quick note on the vocals angle of this lesson, we're going to treat low percussion like it's a vocal phrase, not in the sense that it sounds like a singer, but in the way it breathes, answers, and changes articulation over time. Same mindset you'd use for vocal chops and automation snapshots, just apply to low-end percussion. First, the big idea. In jungle, the low end is not just kick plus bass line. A lot of that physical pressure comes from low percussion, tune toms, conga thumps, filtered break body, little room hits, stuff that's almost more felt than heard. The trick is making it tight, tuned, and controlled and then giving it movement without turning it into wobble bass. Step 0, set up the session so it behaves like DNB. Set your tempo somewhere between 165 and 174. I'll assume 170 BPM. For your break, set warp mode to beats, preserve transients. If it's getting too clicky or too smeared, adjust the envelope. Usually somewhere around 10 to 30 is a good zone depending on the sample. Now make 3 groups, drums, bass, and a new one called LOW Perk. Keep this clean, because we're going to treat LOW Perk like its own instrument. Before you even pick a sound, do one quick producer decision that saves you pain later. Decide who owns the subband, roughly 30 to 80 Hz. Is it your kick or your bass line? If your kick is the sub anchor, then your low perk should be short in the true sub and speak more through harmonics, like 70 to 140. If your bass line owns the sub, then low perk becomes punctuation, fast decay and heavier sidechain so it doesn't step on long bass notes. If you're not sure, throw spectrum on the master for a moment and watch what consistently dominates around 40 to 60 Hz. That usually tells the truth. Now step 1. Choose the source for the low percussion layer. You've got 3 reliable options. Option A is the classic, subbeat tom or conga one shots. This is the fastest, and it screams jungle when it's tuned right. Option B, duplicate your break and low pass it aggressively to extract only the body. This gives you low end that naturally follows the break groove. Option C, synth it with operator using a sine and a pitch drop envelope for that old drum machine slam. If you want the quickest win, go with option A first, a tom or conga hit. So let's do it. Create a MIDI track inside LOW Perk. Name it Thump. Drop your tom or conga sample into Simpler, and set Simpler to one-shot mode. Turn warp off. Set voices to 1. This is a monophonic hit. Keep it tight. Now shape it. Turn on Simpler's filter. Use LP24. Set the cutoff somewhere like 180 to 400 Hz. Start around 250. Keep resonance subtle, like 0.1 to 0.3. We're not trying to whistle, we're trying to focus. Then the amp envelope, because this matters more than people think. Attack basically instant, 0 to 1 millisecond. Decay around 120 to 220 milliseconds. Dart around 160. Sustain all the way down, so it's a true one shot. Release around 30 to 80 milliseconds. Here's the teacher moment. If your low perk feels inconsistent, random, or why is the groove messy, it's often not EQ. It's the tail length colliding with the next thing in the bar. Shorten the release until the groove suddenly snaps into place. Then, if it feels too thin, add weight back with harmonics, not with longer subtails. Now tuning. This is not optional. Put a tuner after Simpler. Transpose the sample until the fundamental lands on your track's key. Jungle classics often sit around F, F sharp, or G. And for that physical sub weight, you're aiming for fundamentals around 45 to 60 Hz. As a reference, F is about 43.65 Hz, F sharp about 46.25, G about 49. Don't overthink the math, use the tuner and your ears. You want it to feel like it locks with the bass, not argues with it. Cool. Now step 3. Program a jungle style low perk pattern. Make a 1-bar loop first. 1 bar, no ego. We build small and correct. A pattern that often works at 170 is 3 hits, one on beat 1, one on the end of 2, and one on the last 16th of the bar, right before it loops like a little pickup into the next bar. In Ableton's grid language, that could be 1.1.1, 1.2.3, and 1.4.4. Now velocity, do not slam them all the same. Give it human contour. Try something like 110, then 85, then 95. That already makes it feel played. Then timing. If you want that urgent roll, you can push one of the hits a tiny bit early, like 5 to 15 milliseconds. Or, more authentic jungle, Extract groove from your break and apply it to the MIDI clip. MPC style 16 swing around 55 to 60 can also work, but matching the actual break groove usually glues better. Now step 4, make it talk. This is the modulation part, the vocal phrasing part. We're going to add movement with control, subtle, musical movement. First, auto filter after simpler. Set it to LP24, put the cutoff around 120 to 220 Hz, start around 160. Add a little drive, maybe 2 to 6 dB. Keep envelope amount tiny 0 to 10%. We just want a hint of articulation. Turn on the LFO. Use a sine wave. Rate it 1/8 or 1/4. Amount small, like 3 to 10%. Phase at 0 so it feels tight and repeatable. The point is not listen to my filter wobble. The point is the thump subtly shifts color like air pressure moving in a room. Next, the pitch envelope drop. That old hardware thump. You can do this a few ways. The simplest is clip automation. Automate simpler is transpose so the hit starts a few semitones up and drops quickly to zero. Try starting +3 to +7 semitones, but only for like 5 to 20 milliseconds, then back to zero. That tiny dupe at the start can make the hit feel way bigger without turning it louder. And here's another vocal style trick, velocity to filter. In simpler, set vel to filter around 10 to 25%. Now louder hits open the filter slightly. That's like vowel changes. Hu to ah, and it makes the low perk feel expressive, not static. At this point, you've got a usable low perk instrument. Now we make it mix ready and system ready with a bus. Step 5, create the low perk bus chain. Group your low perk tracks into the LOW perk group and place devices on the group in this order: EQ8, saturator, drum bus, glue compressor with sidechain, and a limiter for safety. Start with EQ8, high pass at 25 to 30 Hz, 24 dB per octave. That's not making it weaker, that's removing useless rumble that eats headroom. If it's boxy or cloudy, do a gentle dip around 200 to 350 Hz, maybe 2 to 5 dB. If you're hearing too much click or slap, you can slightly shelve down above 1 to 2 kHz, but be careful, sometimes that click is what lets the rhythm read on small speakers. Next, saturator. Analog clip mode is great here. Drive around 2 to 6 dB. Soft clip on. Then output trim so your level matches when you bypass it. Do the A/B. If it only sounds better because it's louder, you're lying to yourself. Then drum bus, which is honestly one of the most jungle-friendly stock devices for this job. Drive somewhere like 5 to 15. Crunch low unless you want it aggressive 0 to 10. Boom around 10 to 35%. Set boom frequency to match the key area, often 45 to 60 Hz. Damp 10 to 30%. Transients positive, like +5 to +20. For more knock, if it starts to feel flubby, don't panic EQ first. First, reduce boom amount or shorten your simpler decay. The envelope is the foundation. Now glue compressor, and yes, sidechain it from the kick. Turn on sidechain. Select your kick track. Attack around 3 milliseconds. Release 0.1 to 0.3 seconds, or auto if it's behaving. Ratio 2:1. Set threshold, so you see about 1 to 3 dB of gain reduction on kick hits. That's the kick stays king setting. The kick punch stays clean, and your low perk fills the spaces. Last, a limiter just catching peaks, ceiling at about minus 0.5 dB. If the limiter is working constantly, back up and lower levels. Don't use limiting as a mixing strategy here. Quick gain staging checkpoint. On your LOW perk group, aim for peaks around minus 10 to minus 6 dBFS before limiting. If you drive saturation and drum bus while already too hot, you get mush instead of knock. Now step 6, optional but very spicy. Layer a filtered break body under the thump. Duplicate your break and call it break low. On break low, use EQ8 to low pass around 120 to 180 Hz. You're keeping only the chest and body. If there's a honk, notch around 80 to 120, then put a gate on it. Sidechain the gate from the snare, or from the break itself, and set it so it opens only on the hits you want. Make the return fast and tight. Then utility. Turn bass mono on. Sub stays center. Blend break low quietly under your thump. You're not trying to hear oh that's the break. You're trying to feel that the low perk is glued to the break's identity, like it came from the same record. Now let's make it feel like jungle over time, arrangement and phrasing. Think like vocals, phrases, breaths, call and response. Try this arrangement approach. Intro, 16 bars, no low perk. Let the tops and break establish the groove. Drop, low perk enters at bar 17. But don't leave it on constantly, leave space every 4 bars so it answers the groove instead of smothering it. Every 8 bars, Automate the auto filter cutoff slightly down for darker energy like the room pressure is increasing. Pre-drop. For one bar, mute the low perk for the last half bar. That negative space makes the return hit harder even if the fader never changes. And at the end of an 8 or 16, add a quick extra thump with a slightly higher pitch drop so it yelps. That's your little vocal ad lib. Now, common mistakes to avoid. If you don't tune the thump, it will fight the bass and sound weak. If you use too much boom or too low mid-decay, your low end becomes a swamp and your kick disappears. If you have stereo sub below about 128C, it may vanish on club rigs. Keep it mono down there. If you overmodulate, it turns into obvious wobble and stops sounding like jungle weight. And if there's no sidechain relationship, kick and low perk compete and both lose. A few intermediate upgrades you can try once the basic version is working. 1. Ghost Thump Grid. Add a couple quiet ghost hits on 16THS that answer the main hits. Lower velocity by 10 to 25, make the decay slightly shorter, and maybe open the filter a touch. This adds roll without adding clutter. 2. Polyrhythm LFO. Instead of 1/8, try an LFO rate like 3/16 or 5/16 with a very small amount. It won't line up every bar, so over 4 to 8 bars the pressure evolves, but your hits still land in the pocket. 3. Two voice low perk. Make a chest layer focused 40 to 70hz, super short, and a knock layer focused 90 to 180 with more transient. Sidechain the chest harder than the knock. This is how you get physical impact without losing definition.